Shenanigans by Chris Giel. Read by Andrew Bagley. I get into my car and sink into the plush leather of the driver's seat. Placing my mobile phone on the dash, I take a deep breath and enjoy that new car smell. It's great to finally be able to have the things I've always wanted, even if it has cost me a lot more than just money. The phone screen lights up and a jaunty voice calls, "Hey John, you slowpoke, you now only have 3 hours left to complete Shenanigan Bloody Heartbreaker." This is the host, the voice of the app, and possibly that of the devil himself, or maybe someone much, much worse. I jam the keys into the ignition, fire up the engine, and drive away into the night. 13 months. That's how long the app has been around, and 5 of those months was all it took for society to break down and take a shit on itself. The app changed everything. No one knows who created it or where it originated from, but on Tuesday 22nd of June 2016, it appeared on everyone's phone, tablet, and laptop. Every network, every town, every country got the app. At first, people thought it was a scam, one weird trick to make you rich. But when they realized it was legit and they saw what it offered, people went crazy for it. Literally. The app offers cash prizes to perform dares, or shenanigans, as the host calls them. Pick a shenanigan from the list, film it, upload the footage, and the money is transferred to your account. Simple as that. The dares started pretty tame, with things like eat worms, which paid £50, or slap a friend for £80. Once people got into the swing of it and the money started pouring in, things escalated rapidly. Eat worms changed to eat glass. Slap a friend.